From the Corner Office, the podcast that pulls back the curtain on everything talent acquisition, human resources, and recruiting. Presented by Corner Office. Whether you're building teams, leading HR strategy, or hunting top-tier talent, you are in the right place. Please join today's hosts, Alan Ingram and Chatty G, who will share their insights, explore trends, and give you the tools you need to disrupt, transform, and supercharge your talent team. So let's get to work, pull up a chair in the corner office, and take a deep dive.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jeep Dive. I'm Alan Ingram, and with me, as always, is the amazing Chatty G. Are you ready to dive into some seriously fascinating stuff today?
Always ready to dive in.
Awesome. So today's deep dive is all about hiring, specifically how one company totally transformed their hiring process and, get this, saw some incredible results. We're talking about a real-world case study, folks, not some theoretical mumbo-jumbo.
It's a fantastic example of how even small tweaks can make a huge difference. You know, sometimes we get bogged down in the big picture and miss the little things.
Totally. So let's set the stage a bit. Imagine a company, a mid-sized company, trying to grow, but their hiring process is, well, a bit of a mess.
A bit of a mess, that might be putting it mildly. Think about it. You apply for a job, you go through the interviews, you think you nailed it, and then nothing.
Ouch. The dreaded radio silence. We've all been there, right?
Exactly. Weeks go by, you're left wondering, did they even get my application? Did I say something wrong? It's demoralizing.
Absolutely. And in today's world, word gets around. A bad candidate experience can really hurt a company's reputation.
Oh, for sure. And this company, they were struggling. Candidates were frustrated. Retention rates were plummeting. It was a vicious cycle.
So they needed a serious intervention. Enter the hiring process whisperers.
Right. These guys, Corner Office, they specialize in helping companies optimize their hiring. They swooped in and really got to the root of the problem.
Okay, so what was the problem exactly? Was it just about being slow?
It was more than just slow. It was a lack of communication, a lack of clarity. HR and the hiring managers were basically operating in separate universes, like ships passing in the night.
Classic case of the left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing.
You got it. Hiring managers weren't always sure what they were looking for in a candidate. The whole process was just, well, chaotic.
So how did Corner Office start to fix this mess? Where do they even begin?
They took a three-pronged approach. First, they overhauled the communication strategy. Internal and external, everyone had to be on the same page.
No more silos.
Exactly. Clear timelines, clear expectations, and get this, they implemented a policy of responding to every applicant within 48 hours.
48 hours? That's ambitious. Was that even realistic?
Well, they worked with the company to streamline the initial screening process. They used technology to automate some of the more tedious tasks.
Ah, so it's not just about setting deadlines. It's about working smarter.
Exactly. And that leads us to the second area, timelines. They introduced strict deadlines for every stage of the process, reviewing applications, conducting interviews, making a decision. It created a sense of urgency and accountability.
So no more positions sitting vacant for months because someone dropped the ball.
Nope, no more of that. And you know what? It worked. They managed to reduce their time to fill by a whopping 35%.
35%? Wow. That's a massive improvement.
Yeah.
I bet that had a ripple effect throughout the whole company.
You bet it did. And that's what we'll dive into next. But first...
Okay, 35% faster hiring. That's already a win in my book. But I'm guessing there's more to the story, right?
Oh, there's so much more. Speed was just the beginning. The real magic happened when they empowered the hiring managers. Remember those silos we talked about?
Yeah, HR and hiring managers on different planets.
Exactly. So Corner Office, they worked with those hiring managers, gave them special training. Think of it like a whole new set of tools for making those hiring decisions.
So instead of just, you know, complaining about the slow hiring, they actually got involved and learned how to do it better.
You got it. They learned how to figure out what they really needed in a candidate, how to do better interviews, how to give feedback that actually helps.
Okay, I'm seeing the light here. What kind of results did they see from all this?
Well, first off, candidate satisfaction went way up. Imagine you're applying for a job, and instead of being ghosted, you get regular updates, clear communication, you know what's going on.
That would make a huge difference. Makes you feel like they actually care.
Right. And then those happy candidates, they go and tell their friends about the company. That's a good look for the employer.
Makes total sense. And I bet it helped with employee retention, too. No one wants to work for a company that treats people like dirt.
You hit the nail on the head. Remember all those employees who were jumping ship before Corner Office came in?
Yeah, it was a real problem.
Well, after all these changes, they saw a 25% increase in retention.
25%? That's a quarter of their workforce sticking around because the hiring got better. That's a powerful statement right there.
It really is. Happy employees, they're loyal employees. And let's not forget the bottom line. All of this saved the company a ton of money. Tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands. I can hear the CEO cheering from here.
Yeah.
So it's not just about warm and fuzzy feelings. It's good business.
Absolutely. And it all comes down to a few simple things. Streamline the process, make it efficient, hold those hiring managers accountable, give them the power to make decisions, and always, always focus on the candidate experience, make it a positive one.
Sounds pretty straightforward. Is this just for big companies, though?
Nope. These principles apply to everyone. Startups, Fortune 500 companies, it doesn't matter. It's all about building a better system for everyone.
I'm starting to see a pattern here. This isn't just about one company's success. It's a roadmap for anyone who wants to improve their hiring.
Exactly. It's a fascinating case study because it's not just theory. It's real-world proof that these things work.
Okay, I'm feeling inspired. We talked about Corner Office's amazing track record. They walk the walk. 91% retention for their own executives. That's crazy good.
It is impressive, isn't it?
Before we get into the secrets of their success, let's just take a minute and think about what we've learned so far. What's standing out to you?
What really strikes me is, you know, how everything is connected. We think of hiring as just filling a job, but it's so much more. It affects the whole company, the culture, the bottom line, everything.
That's a great point. It's like a chain reaction. Good hiring leads to happy employees, which leads to better results for everyone.
Right. It all starts with that first interaction. When you create a hiring process that's efficient and actually enjoyable, that's where the magic happens.
Well said. I think that's a great place to pause for a moment. Don't go anywhere, though. We'll be right back to dive into the secrets of Corner Office and see how they do it. Plus, we'll explore what you can do to apply these principles to your own work, whether you're hiring, being hired, or just watching it all unfold around you. Stay tuned. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. All right, let's talk about Corner Office. You said they have a crazy good track record, right? 91% retention for their own executive.
Yeah, that's right, 91%. It's more than double the national average for executive retention, so clearly they know a thing or two.
They definitely walk the walk. So what's their secret? What makes them so good at this?
Well, I think it comes down to understanding people. It's not just about filling a job opening. It's about finding the right fit, someone who will actually thrive in the role and contribute to the company's success.
So it's not just about skills on a resume. It's more about finding that, what do they call it, culture ad.
Exactly. That's the tricky part. A lot of companies get that wrong. But Corner Office, they help companies figure out what their culture actually is and then how to build that into their hiring process. They help them define their values, the behaviors, the way they work, and then they build a hiring process that actually reflects all of that.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. It's tailored to each company.
Right. It's about understanding each company's unique needs and then creating a system that works for them. And that's why they've been so successful. They don't just look at the hiring process in isolation. They see the big picture, the candidate experience, the onboarding process, even the long-term development of employees.
So they're really thinking long-term.
Absolutely. It's not just about filling a job today. It's about building a sustainable workforce for the future.
Okay, so let's bring this back to our listeners.
Yeah.
What's the one thing you want them to remember from all of this? The one key takeaway?
Hiring isn't just an HR issue, it's a business issue. It's something that everyone in the company should care about because the quality of your people, that determines the quality of your company.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And even if you're not the one making the hiring decisions, you can still make a difference. Just be friendly to the people interviewing. Be a good ambassador for your company's culture. We can all play a part in making the hiring process better.
Absolutely. It's a team effort. And if you want to make a change in your own organization, just remember those key principles. Streamline the process, empower your hiring managers, and really focus on that candidate experience. It's not complicated, but it takes effort and a willingness to do things differently.
Well said. This has been a fantastic deep dive into the world of hiring. I've definitely learned a lot, and I hope our listeners have too.
Yeah.
So as we wrap things up, I want to leave you with one last thought. Think about your own experiences hiring or being hired. What could you have done differently? How can you help create a workplace where everyone feels valued and respected from the moment they apply for a job to the day they retire?
That's a great question to think about.
It is. And on that note, I want to thank you, Chatty G, for being here today and sharing your wisdom with us.
Always a pleasure.
And all our listeners out there, thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. We'll be back soon with another fascinating exploration. Until then, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep.
Thanks for listening to From the Corner Office. If you found today's conversation valuable, be sure to subscribe, leave us a review, and share with your network. This podcast is brought to you by Corner Office. With decades of combined experience, our mission is to empower CHROs and talent acquisition leaders with the tools and expertise to assess, disrupt, and innovate their talent acquisition strategies, resulting in higher retention of top talent. Schedule a free consultation by visiting GoCornerOffice.com. Let's supercharge your hiring success together.